We are studying the prophet Ezekiel, who prophesied to the exiles in Babylon. Let me give you the context again. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, conquered Judah in three waves. Ezekiel went in the second wave, and he prophesied between the second and the third waves. So his prophecy was to the fellow exiles over in Babylon. He had a message to deliver that was not pleasant to hear, and he basically was warning the exiles in Babylon that the homeland of Judea, Jerusalem, the temple's about to be destroyed. So one of the ways he prepared them for it was to tell them that believers aren't being judged. In fact, he told them the believers are basically here now. God moved us out. And every time I think about the fact that God moved the believers out of Judah into Babylon before the destruction came, I thought, how many times in the Bible do we see pictures of the rapture? Where before destruction comes, God takes his people out. God took Enoch out of the world before the flood came. God took Lot out of Sodom before the destruction came. God took the believers out of Judah before destruction came. That's the pattern. And so as this world unravels and we head towards the Great Tribulation, remember that the very day we hear that a leader in Europe has just signed a treaty guaranteeing Israel the right to build a temple, step outside. You're about to see a light show. So he clarified the message by saying judgment's coming not on believers. Judgment's coming on the religious political leaders. But it was still difficult. So he needed supernatural empowerment. And he got it. So for our application today, as we look at this passage, we want to think of times in our life when we have difficulties, difficult tasks to do, and we need empowerment. Because the good news is that all the resources from heaven that Ezekiel got are likewise available to us. And when I say to us, when I talk about believers, I don't want to slide over this. Let me say again what a believer is. A believer is not a good moral person. A believer is not a person who goes to church, although that's good. A believer is not someone who has a particular lifestyle. A believer is somebody who has believed one time. And when I say believed, I mean trust in Jesus. It means we recognize I have sinned. There's nothing I can do to wash away that sin. No amount of good works will outweigh my bad works. I can't be good enough to go to heaven. One sin will keep me out. There's nothing I can do to make atonement for my sin. And there's nothing anybody else can do. There's no priest who can mediate for me to take care of my sin. You know why? Because that other person has sin on his account. What if you owe somebody a lot of money? Would you go to somebody who's bankrupt to borrow the money? No. So the problem is nobody can stand in the gap for you because everybody has sin on his own account. However, one person didn't. And that was Jesus of Nazareth. And he was born.